Hello, and welcome to the second installation of Midday Bach, every Monday from 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock p.m. Today's selections will feature three composers and four different compositions, Johann Sebastian Bach, and then we will be going into, from his fourth suite for cello in E minor, into one of Ludwig van Beethoven's opus number something, number 8, Pathetique, going into Tchaikovsky's Sleeping Beauty Suite, and then ending with Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach's Sonata in A Major. I hope you enjoy, and we will be starting with Yo-Yo Ma on Cello Suite number 4 in E-flat, the sections Prelude, Allemande, and Coranti. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
as we head into the courante, or a third part of Bach's fourth cello suite in E flat, this was actually Bach's hardest piece to play by cello due to the instrument's uncomfortable key, and it actually required a lot of very extensive and extended left-handed positions in order to play. Obviously, Yo-Yo Ma is the extreme professional and handles these very difficult interchanges very, very well, and it sounds very smooth when played correctly, but he's definitely one of Bach's most challenging of his cello suites. And thus completes our Johann Sebastian Bach portion of Midday Bach, courtesy of Yo-Yo Ma. And we now move into Beethoven's Sonata Number 8 in C minor, Opus 13, commonly referred to as his Sonata Pathetique.
Thank you.
Thus concludes the grave section, or the first of three movements from the Pathetique Sonata. The first section actually goes from grave, or a slowly with solemn movement, into an allegro di molto e con brio, or a much quick and much vigorous piece, as evidenced by the many trills and quick movements of the right and left hands. There's actually three different keys for the first piece. It goes from C minor into E minor, into E flat major, and then finally ends in G minor before going to a very ending part in C minor. As we move into the second movement, the Adagio Cantabile, or a much slower and singing style from Beethoven.
Thank you.
And thus concludes the second movement, the Adagio Cantabile, from the Pathetique Sonata by Beethoven. This that composition went from a F minor first episode, which was in the relative key of A flat major, before it modulated into E flat major and then returned to the main theme. The second episode started in A flat minor and then modulated into E major upon its ending. We will further continue into the third part of the sonata, the Rondo Allegro, or a very quick part. Enjoy. Also, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. Thank you. And thus concludes our introspective into the Beethoven for this afternoon. The final movement in the sonata was actually in cut time in C minor. It had three different episodes, the first of which in E flat major, then it went to A flat major, and finally finished in C major. There was common use of sforzando, or when you change the dynamics in between your notes, in the piece to really give it more of that powerful and forceful effect. And as we move on from Beethoven this afternoon, we will be entering into Tchaikovsky's Sleeping Beauty Ballet. I would like to mention you're listening to Midday Bach, as hosted by Ethan Semendinger, as part of WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, featured in Easton, Pennsylvania. And as we move into the Sleeping Beauty Ballet, this is Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky's Opus number 66, and was first premiered in 1890. Enjoy. Thank you. currently move into the second part of the composition.
Thank you.
And that ends the second part of the Tchaikovsky Sleeping Beauty Suite. In this arrangement, there are a multitude of instruments. Violins 1 and 2, violas, cello, and double basses make up the string section. The woodwinds are made out of a piccolo, two flutes, two oboes, two clarinets, one in B-flat and one in A, and two bassoons, as well as four French horns, two cornets, two trumpets, three trombones and a tuba, a bunch of percussion involving timpani, triangle, tambourine, a side drum, cymbals, bass drum, the tam-tam, which is something I've never heard of, and the glockenspiel, and addition to two harps and a piano. We currently move on to the third portion of the piece, the pas de caractère. And thus wraps up a very quick third moment in this suite, as we move on to movement number 4, Panorama, which is much easier to say, and my French is not that good. Thank you. we will quickly move into the final movement of this piece, the Valse, wrapping up Tchaikovsky's Sleeping Beauty Suite. This suite was actually first performed in the year 1890 on January 15th in the Mariinsky Theater in St. Petersburg. It is one of Tchaikovsky's many famous ballets, also coming after Swan Lake, which performed in 1876, and coming before the famous Christmas ballet, The Nutcracker, which performed in 1892. Enjoy. And that wraps up our Tchaikovsky section of today's Midday Bach, as we move into our final piece from Carl Philipp Emanuel, Sonata in A Major. In the Andante con Teresa section. And I'd like to thank you for listening to this Monday, October 1st rendition of Midday Bach, as we listen to Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach's Sonata in A Major. Once again, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio from Easton, Pennsylvania. My name is Ethan Semendinger, and we are signing off. Thank you for listening.